The Center for Law and Justice did a recent report called The Disproportionate Impact of the Criminal Justice System on People of Color in the Capital Region. And in that report, we looked at the disparity that exists in the three counties of Albany, Schenectady, and Troy in terms of minority people who are in the criminal justice system, both the arrest, conviction, and incarceration. And so we're going to talk on this issue in Schenectady today. We're going to look at the disparity that exists in Schenectady, and we're going to look at the collateral consequences of having a very disparate kind of treatment of people of color, and talk about what that means. And then hopefully we'll have law enforcement people who will be there along with the Schenectady population to talk about these issues.
So this goes beyond just racial profiling of drivers. This is the entire law enforcement community.
Right. We're looking at those basic issues of arrest, conviction, and incarceration, and trying to understand why there's such a disparity between blacks and whites in those three areas.
How large is the disparity, let's say, in Schenectady?
In Schenectady, for instance, when we look at the numbers of people who are incarcerated, we find that people of color are incarcerated at a rate that is three times that of whites in Schenectady. So that's quite a wide disparity. We also see disparity in conviction, and there it's 2-1. So we're really concerned about this because it means that increasingly more people in Schenectady community, minority people, that is, have conviction records, felony conviction records. And there's a number of collateral consequences that result from that.
Are there certain charges that people of color are arrested on more often than those who are not?
Well, the thing that has caused the most disparity has been the war on drugs. Even though whites are more likely to engage in illegal drug activity, we find that blacks are actually the ones who are arrested at a higher rate, as well as convicted and incarcerated. So we have to ask the question, why is that? And so when we look at it in other areas, we note that there could be some reasons for this. And I think one of the major ones is that African-Americans are identified as criminal population. They're more likely to be stopped and frisked and arrested for drugs, even though they are not the ones who participate in the most of the illegal drug activity.
In the city of Schenectady over the past 5 years or so, there have been some pretty major changes within the police department. There have been some reforms. Some officers have been dismissed. Some have been convicted themselves, a new chief. Have you seen any improvement in the city of Schenectady since those changes have been made?
Well, this report does not really look at that. We did ask police chiefs in all three cities to talk to us about their philosophy of policing and what kinds of changes they think were necessary. We found that in Schenectady it was very difficult because the police chief was not willing to engage us in that kind of conversation. So it's a little bit difficult. We did look at their website, and even though they claim that they're interested in community policing, they really are more focused on the law enforcement end of it. And I think that's one of the things I'm hoping that people in Schenectady will want to talk about.
Is this just an issue for the police, or what about the district attorneys and the actual prosecutors? Because they're the ones who actually decide whether a case will be pursued, whether there will be a plea bargain, etc.
That's absolutely correct. When we talk about law enforcement and disparity, we really need to focus on all three areas. Why are people more likely to be arrested? Is it because of racial profiling? But once you arrest them, the district attorney has a great deal of power to decide who gets prosecuted. And then, of course, once you make those decisions to prosecute, we find that there is a great deal of disparity in terms of who actually goes to prison. So it's more than just arrest. We're talking about the entire system that treats people of color differently than they do other groups.
Is there a greater disparity in one of the three cities, Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, than the others, or is it pretty much even?
By and large, it's similar, but the greatest disparity exists in Albany. In 2007, there was a study that was done by the Justice Policy Institute, and it looked at the rate of incarceration for drug offenses and the racial disparity. And in Albany, blacks were 58 times more likely to be incarcerated for a drug offense than in any other city in this area. And it ranked actually number of 11th, I think, in across the country, because this study looked at 250 counties. And Albany was very high in terms of the disparity regarding race.